If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Alexi Treviso was an 18-year-old girl from New Mexico that lived with her mom, stepdad, and sister. Alexi was a senior in high school and was described as sort of an it girl. She was pretty, she was skinny, she was on the school's cheer team, and was dating a man named Devin that also played on the school's football team. Alexi also had tons of friends and seemed very well-liked. And on January 22nd, 2023, Alexi would wake up her mom in the middle of the night complaining of back problems. Now, this wasn't unusual because Alexi had experienced back problems since she was a kid due to her mother Rosa getting beaten by her husband during the pregnancy of Alexi. But on this specific night, the back pain was so severe that she had asked her mom to drive her to the ER in the middle of the night. There, Alexi would be asked if she was pregnant, to which she said no, but the doctors decided to take a test anyway just to be safe. But later on that night, when the doctors would find out that Alexi's pregnancy test came back positive, they were going to reveal it to her. But before they could tell her, Alexi was nowhere to be found. Alexi had spent 17 minutes in the hospital bathroom, and upon coming out, the doctors would be traumatized when they saw blood smeared and splattered all over the walls, the floors, the toilet, and lying at the bottom of the trash bin, they would find a full-term 9-month baby laying unresponsive, trapped in trash bags. This story is about the evil and selfish nature of Alexi Treviso and her even more selfish and evil mother, Rosa Treviso. Now, there is a lot to get through, so we're just gonna hop right into it. 19-year-old Alexi Treviso was born and raised in Artesia, New Mexico, with her mom, Rosa, her dad, and her sister. When Alexi was young, that's when her parents divorced, and after this, her and her sister lived with her mom until her mom eventually got married to her stepdad. When Alexi entered into high school, she was, as I said, considered to be sort of an it girl. She was on the school's cheerleading team, a part of the school's choir, had tons of friends, got good grades. She also had a boyfriend of 3 years, Devin Fierro, who was a star player on the school's football team. Alexi was 19 her senior year and was actually already accepted into New Mexico State University and was due to go there in 2024. And although Alexi and her mom got along for the most part, it was said that they did have their fights now and then. These fights would mostly stem from her mother treating Alexi like a child when Alexi wanted to be treated like an adult. And on January 26, 2023, it was a pretty average day. Alexi came home from cheer practice and claimed to be so tired and exhausted, so she decided to go to bed early. But she woke up a while later saying that she had terrible lower back pain, and so at 11:30 p.m., she woke up her mom and the both of them went to the ER at the Artesia Hospital. Alexi and her mom told the doctor about the back pain. They assumed that maybe it was a UTI or even worse, kidney problems. So the doctor asked Alexi if she was pregnant, and Alexi just said no. And for context, Alexi's mother is in the room when all of these conversations are happening. Alexi goes on to say that she is not pregnant, and there's no way that she could be pregnant because she was a virgin. And Rosa, Alexi's mom, agrees, and she tells doctors that there's no way Alexi is pregnant because she had been buying pads for her every month. But the doctor wanted to give Alexi a pregnancy test just to be safe and rule it out because there is a possibility that Alexi could be pregnant and she just doesn't know. But while the nurses were trying to examine her and lift up her shirt to see her lower back, Alexi refused and wouldn't allow any examination, which is a bit odd because if you're going into the hospital for lower back pain, it would only make sense for them to look at your lower back. But they did not push it and they instead decided to do a pregnancy test and also sign her in for a CT scan. While she was waiting though, they did give her pain medication until later on when her pregnancy test came back positive. They didn't want to tell Alexi because, as I said, her mom was in the room, and so there is a possibility that maybe Alexi said that she was a virgin just because her mom was there. But as I said, Alexi was 19 years old. She didn't really need her mom in the room, so they were just trying to find a time where the doctors could speak with Alexi in private. But then at 1:39 a.m., that's when Alexi had asked doctors to go to the bathroom, and on security footage, footage, you can see Alexi running to the bathroom while holding on to the front and back of her pants. Less than a minute later, Rosa goes to check on Alexi, and on footage, it seems like Rosa is talking to Alexi through the door, but shortly after this, she just walks away back to the hospital room. Alexi was in the bathroom for about 10 minutes until Rosa came back and again talking through the door before she walked back to the hospital room. Now, there was one nurse in particular that had a really bad feeling about this, and so he went to go check on Alexi and asked her if she needed anything, and she said that she didn't need anything, she was just having a hard time going to the bathroom. And so this nurse, as I said, had a really bad feeling, and so he just decided to stand outside the door and listen in to what was going on, but he didn't hear anything except a lot of flushing. Alexi was in that bathroom for 17 minutes, and at this point, the nurse knew that something was going on. And so that's when he went off and tried to get the attention of another nurse that had a master key to the bathroom and try to get the bathroom door unlocked. Now, I'm assuming Alexi probably heard this nurse through the door, because right as soon as the nurse was about to unlock the door, that's when Alexi immediately opens the door and walks right out without looking at either of them. But when the two nurses looked into the bathroom was covered in blood. There was smeared blood all over the floors, as if it looked like Alexi was trying to clean up the blood that was on the floor. There was blood in splatter patterns all around the walls. There was blood all in the toilet, on the trash bins. And so clearly this is a very horrific scene. And so the nurse immediately goes back to Alexi and asks her what happened. And to this, Alexi just says that she's on her period, and that's why there was blood all over the bathroom. Obviously, this was a lie because the test just came back positive, and there's no way she could be on her period if she's pregnant. But the nurse would go on to say that he was under the impression that maybe Alexi was having a miscarriage, or even worse, trying to perform some sort of abortion on herself, and that was the main reason why he requested the door to be opened. And the nurse that opened the door explained that the blood was all over the place, and it, quote, looked like something out of a horror film. This nurse would say that there was blood specifically on the back of the toilet and sprayed on the walls as if something was being pulled out. Shortly after Alexi went back to her room and the nurses discovered the bathroom, that's when the nurses called a cleaning person to come and clean the bathroom, thinking that she had had a miscarriage. But when the woman started cleaning up the bathroom, that's when she picked up the trash can and noticed it was very heavy. Now, the reason why the nurses didn't see anything in the trash can at first was because inside of the bathroom, they had trash liners that, like, the cleaning people could easily change out the trash. And so when they went in there, it looked as if Alexi had put a new trash liner inside of the trash bin. And so just easily looking inside of it, you could see that there was really nothing in there. That was until when the cleaning woman had lifted up the trash can and noticed the trash can was very heavy. And so the nurse came over and they unlifted the liner, and underneath the liner would be bloody towels, and lying underneath those bloody towels would be a newborn 9-month baby inside multiple garbage bags and twisted at the top, kind of similar to when you pick up trash and you kind of twist the trash around so that the top part becomes twisted and then you lay the twisted part underneath the trash. That is exactly what looked like Alexi did to her. Once the nurses found the baby, they immediately took the baby to critical care and called the police. But unfortunately, the baby was already dead. The police showed up to the hospital to talk to the nurses and fill them in before the doctors would confront Alexi and her mother about the discovery of the dead baby. The doctors would later reveal this news to Alexi and her mother, Rosa. And Rosa, you would think that in a situation like this, they would both get very emotional, very scared, very shocked. But Rosa's immediate reaction was to just start yelling at Alexi. She starts saying things to her such as, "Don't you see all these women on the news that do things to their newborn babies and they go to jail? Do you really want to go to jail? You're so young." And also things like, "How could you do this? How could you never tell me? Are you kidding me? This is insane." And just starts yelling at Alexi. And one doctor even made a note that throughout this entire night, nor Alexi or her mom mentioned the baby once. They never even asked if the baby was dead or alive. It seems like they were both concerned about if Alexei was gonna go to jail for this or not. And through the footage, because there's lots of footage available online of when the doctors would tell Alexei and her mother, by the way that Rosa is yelling at Alexei, it becomes very clear as to why Alexei didn't want to tell her mom. But once again, neither of them asked any questions about the baby. They didn't ask if it was a boy or girl. Did anyone try to save him? There was no care from either party. The only concern in that moment was if Alexei was going to go to jail. As I said, this baby was a full-term baby. Full term is 9 months. So how did Alexei hide her pregnancy for 9 months? Now, before her 9-month pregnancy, Alexei, from photo, seemed to be a perfect weight for her size and height. She was only 5 foot, and so she had a very small and slim figure, and she was also very active. She was on the cheer team, so she was always going to cheer practices and games. There was lots of photos and videos of Alexei previous that showed how she used to look up until about 9 months ago, when the photos and videos of Alexei would show that she was very clearly pregnant. Now, there is actually a big difference between pregnancy weight gain and regular weight gain. When you gain weight due to pregnancy, you only gain weight in your stomach, and your stomach has a very solid round shape to it, hard to the touch, and you only gain weight in your stomach area and your face area, whereas your arms and your legs tend to be around the same size as what they were before. Whereas on the other side, regular weight gain, when you gain weight, you gain weight in all areas. You gain weight in your arms, legs, your face, and your stomach has a more squishy and pouchy look to it, not solid or round. And so there was lots of photos and videos showing up of Alexei at her cheer practices and cheer games. And from the videos and pictures, you can clearly tell that there is definitely a baby bump under her clothes. It wasn't just normal weight gain. And we know for a fact now that it was a baby bump because she ended up actually giving birth to a baby. And I'm assuming that Alexei had walked around school all day long with that. So how in the world was she even able to change in locker rooms for games and practices without anyone noticing? So people contemplated if people actually did know. So going back to the story, shortly after Rosa found out about everything that happened, she immediately called Alexei's boyfriend Devin, because obviously it takes two to make a baby. So that's when Devin and his mom came straight up to the hospital. When Devin went to the hospital, that is when he was questioned by police about if he knew anything, to which Devin said that he didn't know Alexei was pregnant and he had no suspicion of it either because she never ever brought it up. He did say that she would complain of back problems a lot, but as I said, this was something that she'd been dealing with since she was a kid, so it really wasn't anything out of the ordinary. So then after all of this, that's when Rosa went out into the waiting room while Alexei was still in the hospital room, and it was then where Alexei was transported to a different hospital by helicopter because she never delivered her placenta. Now, this is extremely dangerous because after giving birth to a child, you must also get out your placenta, because if your placenta is still inside of you, it could cause some really bad medical conditions. It can cause significant bleeding. So since they never found her placenta in the bathroom, they're assuming that it's either A, still inside her, or B, she flushed it down the toilet. And since Alexei wasn't telling anyone the truth, they just decided to assume that the placenta hadn't come out yet. So they were transporting her to a different hospital. And it was at that hospital where she was later discharged and went home. She wasn't approached by the police. She wasn't arrested or anything. She literally just got to go home. And upon going home, her life literally just went back to normal as if nothing happened. She went back to school. She took her finals. She even went to her senior prom with Devin. Devin, mind you, knew everything that was going on, and he still decided to associate himself with her and furthermore take her to their senior prom. Now, Artesia, New Mexico is only a population of 12,000, and so word and rumors around school spread very quickly, including the rest of the town, of what happened. Now, nobody knew for sure what happened because at this point all the information was confidential, but people had their speculations and rumors were spreading, and the more info spread, the more Rosa grew extremely angry and decided to go to the police and complain every single day, saying that it was the hospital's fault for violating HIPAA laws. She believed that the hospital was going around town and telling everyone what Alexa did and what happened to her out of spite for what she did. And Rosa also believed that the police were in on it as well. And they all had some sort of resentment against her daughter, and they were purposely trying to hurt her, basically trying to make Alexi seem as if she's the victim, even though she's the one that threw her baby away and hid it from everyone for 9 months. And out of all places to have a baby, the hospital is the best place to have a baby. Alexi had the option in the moment to call for help. She could have asked a nurse. Even if she didn't want her mom to find out, she could have asked someone to make sure that her mom doesn't find out, because Alexi was 19. She didn't even really need her mom there in the first place. At the hospital, they also had a safe haven to which anyone could bring their child there and put them up for adoption with no questions asked. And so with something like that available at the hospital, that was another option for Alexi to take. But instead, she chose to just throw her baby away out of selfish reasons. The reason she threw away her baby was because she didn't want her mom finding out. She didn't want to deal with all of the things that her mom was going to do and say. She also didn't want to deal with everyone at school and what people at school were going to say about her, or what her boyfriend was going to say about her. So out of her own selfish reasoning, instead of giving this baby to a family who was actually going to love him and raise him, she just decided to throw him in the trash because out of sight, out of mind. And the fact that Rosa kept on going to the police station every single day just to yell at police is actually also insane. The police said that Rosa was talking to them as if they were trash, like they were beneath her, and almost like her daughter didn't give birth and throw away the baby in the trash can, and then furthermore suffocate him to death. Which, in my opinion, it's kind of like, you know, Alexi could be in prison right now. She could be facing literal child abuse, murder charges, but she's not. She's out there living her life, going to prom, going to school. Alexi, honestly, at this point, had a really, really good deal set up for her. As long as she stayed quiet, she could have gotten away with this. But it was Rosa consistently going to the police station that pushed the police to open up an investigation, because the only way they were going to get rid of Rosa is if they finally charged Alexi with something. Which also, in my opinion, I feel like, you know, it is kind of maybe a good thing that Rosa did this, because then if she would have never done it, then that meant that Alexi would just be off the hook for the rest of her life and could just pretend as if it never happened. But just because Alexi was out there living her life doesn't mean the police were finished with her just yet. So about 4 months after the incident, in May of 2023, that's when police opened up an investigation and began taking interviews from the hospital staff that night. As far as the investigation goes, apparently when one of the nurses were completing a scan on Alexi after being confronted with the police, Alexi told the nurse that she didn't know she was pregnant. Alexi went on to say that she's a cheerleader and she slowly noticed herself gaining weight, but she genuinely didn't know. I also think it's very scary to think that Alexi literally gave birth to a full-term baby in the bathroom in just 17 minutes without making a sound. Because most women go hours and hours into labor, and then on top of that, they're given medications like an epidural to help with the pain. But Alexi wasn't given any of that and gave birth in just 17 minutes silently. Alexi didn't have to throw her baby away. Again, she could have called for help. She could have gave it to the safe haven. She could have just even cracked the door open a little bit. And I'm pretty sure tons of nurses and doctors would have ran to the bathroom and tried to help her, because that's what doctors and nurses are there for. They're there to help you. Alexi chose not to want her baby and simply didn't want him to be her problem anymore. So she just threw him away. She could have given him to another family and that family would have adopted him and he would have lived a warm, happy, healthy life. But instead, Alexi decided to cut his life short and take all of that away from him. Now, I know a lot of people could say that maybe Alexi was just scared. Maybe she was freaking out in the moment and she just did this out of fear. But even if you are in a fearful state, doing something like this is pretty intense. If you are trying to hide your pregnancy for 9 months and then you give birth in the hospital bathroom. A lot of people say that when people are under pressure or when they're scared, that's when their true colors come out. And I truly think that's what happened to Alexi. I feel like most people in this position, their first, you know, initial reaction wouldn't just to be throw the baby away. A lot of people would call for help. They would open up the door and ask for the nurses, ask for the doctors, ask for someone. And I think that since Alexi's first thought and first action was to just immediately throw the baby away, says a lot about her character. After police interviewed the hospital staff, they tried to get in Alexi for questioning, but Alexi kept saying that she didn't want to speak to police without a lawyer. They tried multiple times to speak with Alexi, and every single time, Rosa came to the door and yelled and screamed at them and demanded that they were not allowed, even though police reminded Rosa that Alexi is 19 and she didn't need permission from her mother. So now let's get into the autopsy of the baby. When the baby was born, he was found cold, blue, and with no signs of life, and with his temperature 95 degrees. The autopsy report said, quote, "Baby John Doe was a newborn baby boy who shortly died after birth. Autopsy and postpartum computed tomography showed an infant male without any atomic abnormalities or obvious physical injuries. The lungs were aerated and there was air in his stomach and no changes of decomposition. The connections in his heart that allow proper blood flow in the utero were still open, which is not unusual in a newborn. The adrenal glands showed microscopic hemorrhage, which can be seen in hypoxia, which hypoxia is a lack of air. The air in the lungs and stomach, and with no evidence of decomposition, is consistent with the baby having been born alive. Based on the length, weight, and organ size, he was approximately 38 weeks of age, which is full term, and compatible with life outside of the uterus. Alexi's baby weighed 5 pounds 9 ounces and had a full head of short brown hair and was 18.9 inches long. The cause of death was entrapment, which basically means when someone is trapped between two things and suffocates between those two things. And in the baby's case, it was the trash bags. But according to Alexi, she said that her baby wasn't breathing and was, quote, doing nothing. Alexi said at the hospital when she was revealed with the information that they had found the baby, Alexi said that the only reason she threw it in the trash can, and yes, she does call her baby an it, she says that the only reason she threw it in the trash can was because it wasn't breathing or moving or anything, so she just assumed that the baby was dead, and so her first reaction was to just put him at the bottom of the trash. Alexi would even go on to tell another nurse the same thing and said that she felt like she needed to take a bowel movement, and as soon as she sat on the toilet, she said it, quote, all fell out. She then said that she held the baby in her arms and it wasn't moving or breathing, so she placed him in the trash. Another nurse came forward to say that after Alexi and Rosa were told about Alexi's pregnancy, Alexi and her mom had a huge argument going back and forth about how Alexi didn't know how this could have happened because she was a virgin. Even after she was caught giving birth, Alexi still tried to tell everyone that she was a virgin. This nurse also agreed with the other nurse and said that Alexi never mentioned the baby and was only worried about herself. This nurse also brought up an odd thing that Alexi said, where Alexi had asked this nurse what would happen if someone, hypothetically, stopped taking birth control pills and started taking weight loss pills. What exactly would happen? As you can see, this is a very suspicious question because it clearly shows that Alexi was taking birth control as a way in order to kill her baby, but then when she kept on seeing herself gain weight, she assumed that her baby was still alive, so she tried taking weight loss pills so that people wouldn't realize that she was pregnant, which in return meant that Alexi definitely did know that she was pregnant. So now that leads us to the arrest, May 10th, 2023. Alexi would finally be arrested with first degree murder, intentional abuse to a child, and tampering with evidence. And the body cam footage of Alexi getting arrested and the police interaction with Rosa is so appalling and entitled. The entire time, Rosa is arguing with police, saying that Rosa will not hand Alexi over to the police unless they had a warrant that they could physically show her for Alexi's arrest. Now, once again, Alexi is 19. 19 years old. There is no such thing as if Rosa wants to hand her off to the police. Alexi is an adult, and so if police wanted to go in there and arrest her, they are 100% able to do that. Now, eventually, after about 20 minutes of arguing, that's when Rosa goes inside the home and then comes back out a little while later and says to the police she will hand Alexi off to the police, but only if they are gentle with her. Rosa specifically tells police to not be rough with her or not to beat her or put the cuffs too tight or hurt her in any way. And she even says, quote, "That's my only request." Now, once again, kind of ironic how Rosa doesn't want the police to hurt Alexi after Alexi murdered her child. Rosa would also ask police if they could separate Alexi from the other inmates so that they wouldn't hurt her because of what she did or what they think she did. Now, after Alexi's arrest, she got a defense attorney for her case, and he claims that he also believes Alexi when she says that she didn't know she was pregnant. And reminder, this is coming from a man. So obviously a man is not going to know what it's like to be pregnant. He's not going to know what it feels like to be pregnant. And so because of that, he is going to believe Alexi when she says that she didn't know. Only women who are pregnant know that they are pregnant because they feel the baby inside of them. Like, you literally feel the baby kicking, you feel the baby moving, you feel the child inside of you, you feel all of the effects of pregnancy. There is a lot that goes into pregnancy, and that's why it's nearly impossible for you to not know or even not suspect that you are pregnant for a full 9-month term. Her defense attorney goes on to say that he and Alexi and Rosa are furious at the hospital. How is Alexi in a place to get help and care then something like this happens? Oh, I don't know, probably because she never told anyone she was pregnant and then she gave birth in the bathroom, and instead of telling someone or calling for help like most people would, she ripped her umbilical cord and then tossed the baby in the trash, suffocating him to death. That was also a detail that came out about this case that I forgot to mention. Now, I do want to give a little bit of a warning because this is quite graphic. It makes me a little squeamish just saying it out loud, but the baby's umbilical cord was still found on him when he was found in the trash, and the end of the umbilical cord seemed as if it was ripped off. Now, the reason why you need specific scissors for umbilical cords is because umbilical cords are extremely hard to detach, and the only way to snip the umbilical cord is by using extremely, extremely sharp scissors. Scissors that could even cut a finger off. But in this case, the umbilical cord had been ripped off, as if Alexi had either ripped the umbilical cord or even gnawed at it with her teeth in order for the umbilical cord to detach from her and the baby, and then she just walked off to her hospital room as if nothing happened, and then she went off to prom as if nothing happened. Alexi's defense attorney even tries to argue that the reason why Alexi did what she did because the doctors had given her extreme amounts of painkillers. Alexi's defense attorney and Alexi try to argue that the painkillers they gave her were so strong that it altered her mind and she wasn't able to think clearly. The defense attorney claims that the hospital had given her a mix of Zofran, sodium chloride, and morphine, to which all these medications are damaging to pregnant women. But this defense attorney forgot to mention that the doctors didn't know she was pregnant because Alexi had told the doctors that she was not pregnant because she was a virgin. The only reason they found out that Alexi was lying was because her pregnancy test came back positive. So how were they supposed to know not to give her those medications if they didn't know she was pregnant to begin with? But Alexi did know she was pregnant. She could have told the doctors all of this, but instead she chose not to, and that's why she was given that medication. The defense attorney also goes on to say that everyone in the system has failed her because Alexi wasn't given proper treatment. But honestly, I feel like the police and doctors have been way too nice to her. I feel like the doctors were being way too nice to to her for even sending her to another hospital to make sure that she has the care that she needed. I think the police were being way too nice to her when they just let her off the hook the first time around and she was able to act for a couple of months as if nothing happened. So honestly, I feel like the police and doctors have been extremely way too nice to Alexi, yet the defense attorney is arguing that everyone in the system has failed her. Her defense attorney also says that he believes Alexi should be released because at this point she is still in prison awaiting trial, and he says that Alexi should be released because she, one, never tried to flee in the upcoming months that she was arrested, and she also has no criminal history. And Alexi's defense attorney also has the audacity to ask that everybody should treat Alexi as the victim, because at the end of the day, she is a mother that lost her son. And he says, quote, "Is there no human decency anymore?" Which is so infuriating how he wants to talk about common human decency. I think it's very obvious, so let me not even go there. And Alexi, as the cherry on top, was only in prison for several days before being released on a $100,000 bond. The judge required that she go to counseling, but was not required to wear an ankle monitor. Upon release, Alexi took her last final exam and graduated high school, although her high school didn't allow her to attend the ceremony. A lot of Alexi's classmates would come forward to say that Alexi did indeed know she was pregnant and had even picked out the baby name Alex for him. So not only did Alexi know that she was pregnant, she also knew that her baby was a boy. Other classmates said Alexi hid her pregnancy from everyone and said that her weight gain was due to her new birth control pills she was taking. One classmate would even go on to say, quote, "Alexi was a master manipulator to everyone. She had several friends, but very few close friends. One minute she could be friendly with you if she wanted something, then pretend you don't exist the next. She had this attitude about her as if she was better than everyone else." Kind of sounds familiar to Rosa at the police station, but anyway. "It was almost as if she looked down on you. She thought she was the best cheerleader at the school because she was friendlier with the cheer coaches than most of the other girls." Another classmate would say, quote, "We didn't want to get into her business. The last thing you want to ask someone who looks like they've gained weight is if they are pregnant." Another classmate would also come forward and mention that before her pregnancy, Alexi would wear a lot of fitted clothing. She would wear a lot of crop tops and skinny jeans, but over the next 9 months leading up to her pregnancy, they noted that she only wore baggy clothing, such as oversized hoodies and sweaters, and even when it was extremely hot outside in the New Mexico heat, she would still show up to school in baggy hoodies and sweaters. Alexi has a pretrial hearing this year on July 22nd, 2024, and her jury trial, where she will be sentenced, is August 26th, 2024. Prosecutors gave tips, however, of how her trial may look, and the prosecutors say that they might have some incriminating text message conversations as well as Google searches from throughout Alexi's pregnancy that could prove Alexi knew she was pregnant the whole time. But as of right now, in March of 2024, Alexi is out and about. She is currently, as we're speaking, sleeping in her warm bed every single night, watching Netflix, eating whatever food she wants, and she also has no ankle monitor. Her only requirement is that she must stay in the state of New Mexico, so she could literally go anywhere she wants. She could hang out with whatever friends she wants, she could experience whatever she wants to experience. The world is pretty much her, which I think is so frustrating because once again, the police are being way too nice to Alexi. I don't know why they're being so nice to her. I don't know why they're just letting her off the hook with little to no consequence, because obviously, as you heard, she doesn't even have a good defense attorney. This defense attorney is literally just pulling information out of nowhere and saying that it's truthful, or trying to only say the details that make Alexi look good, such as, where is the human decency? This is a mother that just lost her child, excluding the entire story of how she lost her child. I think the police are being way too kind to her. And even the fact that she was given bail in the first place, that she was given an opportunity for probation, is insane to me. Considering that there are probably people in New Mexico currently in jail for something as little as being caught with a little bit of weed weed on them or having traffic violations. There's people in prison for those things. And Alexi can just kill her child, her 9-month full-term child, in the most gruesome way possible. And she's just able to walk around freely and act as if nothing happened. I just don't think it's fair at all. I feel like Alexi should feel the weight of her consequences, and she should be in prison because that's what happens to murderers. But yeah, that is the end of today's case. If you guys found this case interesting, make sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe if you are on YouTube, or if you are on Spotify, Apple, wherever you can find podcasts, make sure to rate it 5 stars because that really helps me out a lot. I would love to hear all of your guys' opinions and concerns in the comments below about the case. And yeah, that is all from me. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day today. Make sure to go outside today, get some fresh air, go out for a walk if you are able to. You know, April showers bring May flowers, so it's raining a little bit more. And so if you can get outside today. And as always, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I will see you guys next week. Bye.